in the crew mess room, there was a game room off of it. And in the game room, I'm sure it had been there for years, or one like it, there was a Playboy centerfold. And I kept saying, you know, time is, that needs to come down. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be difficult or anything. It wasn't like I ate my meals there.
Yeah.
But because I had to be in the officer's mess. But the pantry.
You were up in the officer's mess because you're a woman? They wanted to keep you?
No, I served meals. Saloon mess boy meant that I served meals to the officers.
Okay.
And they were all on the same level. Officers, there was a Ford house and an after house or mid house, I can't remember. And so the officers slept up there and, you know, worked up there, but their mess was on the same level with the crews, just on the starboard side, and the crews were on the port side with the galley in the center. And so the game room was just forward of the crew's mess. And so I had to keep the officers' mess clean. I served their meals. I had to keep their pantry stocked and clean, and, you know, wash. I didn't wash all their dishes. I think that was done in the galley. I think, but I had to wash the dishes, like if somebody came in and had a snack or something, then I had to clean that stuff up. I'd wash the windows and stuff. Learned great stuff about washing windows with salt on them. It was very cool. So I, you know, I ended up going in and saying, you can't do this. It's got to come down. Got to take down the centerfold.
Right.
Can't do it. And it stayed and it stayed and it stayed. So finally, when we were sure at some point, I went in and bought a Playgirl magazine and I put up the centerfold. 24 hours, they were both down. And it's like, okay, you know, it was, the whole thing was as though I had to one up everything, just go a little bit over the top. And I can do it. I can still do it if I have to, but I'd rather not.
Right.
And it was just, it was old. My, facing aft, my stateroom was starboard, and right next to it, and we were down one level from the galley, the storeroom, which is below the galley, for all of the stores, for, you know, for all of the cooking, all the produce and the deep freeze and everything. The door into that was right by my stateroom door, which I couldn't lock when I was not there. And so when the ship's chandler would come and deliver stuff, it would come right down our, you know, our, the words are gone, but, you know, right down that corridor.
Right.
And after we had unloaded stores and put them away, one trip into New York, I found a cucumber on my bed. How, you know, 12-year-old is that?
Right.
And my friend Dave was my age, you know, mid-20s. It's like, give me a break.
Yeah.
You've got to be kidding. So, and I was pretty sure who had done it. I had a pretty, another, somebody else in the steward's department. I don't know that. But it was an educated guess from the way that he treated me. And so I just sort of put out the word that if anything like that happened again, the person was going to find a cucumber, two tomatoes, and a big honking cleaver on his bunk. Take it up a notch.
Right, right.
And, you know, it was hard.
Yeah.